Good evening, everyone. Kalispera. Welcome to another edition of the Thrillos Global Podcast, episode 45. I'm your host, CJ. Alongside me is most of the team, but I'm sure William from Canada says hello. But joining us, Liam, Christos, and Yanni. Boys, how are we going?
G up, lads. G up.
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah, it's going amazing.
They either don't talk or they talk all at the same time. got a good week. Boys, thanks for joining, everyone. Please like, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, Twitter. We're here to discuss our biggest match in our history to date. Olympiacos are taking on Fiorentina, and I can't believe I'm saying these words in the Conference League final, boys. Thank you, Liam and Jono, for joining. Boys, how are we feeling? First of all, let's just get the I want us to talk about our emotions. I want us to talk about our feelings about this. Liam, I know you've been itching to share how you feel, man. Let's talk. This is a therapy episode. We're going to talk about our feelings.
Oh, I don't even know where to start. Can't even sleep the last few days thinking about this match. Obviously, like you said, biggest match in our history. It means so much. It's probably something we're only going to see once in our lifetime, if we're lucky. Well, I mean, we are lucky to see this one game, but what I meant to say was we might see it again one more time if we're lucky. But matches like this don't come around often. I just can't believe we made it this far. I can't believe what we're going to be witnessing on Thursday. And hopefully we win and it's something we can remember for the rest of our lives, and it'll be something absolutely massive if we manage to win the Conference League. So I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited. We'll talk more about it, obviously, in the next hour or so about everything. But this means so much, man. This means, like, for Olympiacos to win a European title and to be the first club in all of Europe to win a title in every European sporting competition, that's another massive thing. It just means a lot for a Greek team to win a European title. Bravo, Jono. And I know I've been speaking to Jono, man. He's been sleep deprived the last few days. Hasn't been able to sleep thinking about it. Man. As you see, it means a lot to a lot of people. So yeah, we'll get Jono and all the boys on towards the end of the stream. But for now, we'll keep with us. Christos, what do you reckon? What do you reckon of the final tomorrow?
I think it's going to be absolutely blind, immaculate. Olympiacos reminded me, I thought it was going to be Friday, but good thing it's on Thursday. That's actually better. I've been able to sleep, which is a good thing, but I've been dreaming of Fortuny slotting into the top left corner and winning on in stoppage time and lifting the cup. So that's the main thing I've been dreaming about. And I think that it's going to be the biggest game in our history, in my lifetime as an Olympiacos supporter. Not the biggest football game, sorry to break it to you, but the biggest game in Olympiacos' history.
No, we're having none. None of that. Chris, sorry, you cut out when you were saying this is the biggest match in history. Sorry, you cut out.
That's okay. I'm not going to repeat what I said. It's all good.
Last minute. Yanni.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, to be honest with you, like, I'm trying not to think about it, because every time I think about it, my mind's just racing, and I'm like, just get it done. You know, just get it done. Like, this is once in 100 years, this comes, literally, for us. I just keep thinking, like, we can't waste this opportunity. We just need to get it done, and I wholeheartedly believe we'll get it done. And who knows, maybe this is a whole new turn for us, because to make one European final, who says we can't compete for, maybe not get there, but like at least compete for another European trophy, yep, you know, towards the end stages of the competition.
That's a good point as well. But
yeah, if we get it done, then that all won't matter. Like, that's all we need. We just need one, become the first and only Greek team to win a European trophy, and just write history and just surpass everybody forever. It would be We will. So yeah, that's it. That's it.
Got the comments out here.
Nah, what is that?
Yeah, Melbourne victory after Kef. What happened with Kef? And now,
Central Coast.
Surely can't get any worse, mate.
I like how Christos predicts Fortunis every week, and he even dreams about Fortunis.
Got to watch out, Bonaventura.
Bonaventura.
Paul Fiorentino, Milan legend. Yeah, he's a good player.
But we didn't have to worry about that because you know who we think.
We'll analyze Fiorentina's team after. Do you think Costas
Cotro? Yes. If we put him in, I think he scores, bro, honestly.
James, why didn't you go for Central Coast? Did even bloody Melbourne?
Anyway.
Hey, let me give him some advice.
Oh, I lost my train of thought. I agree with everything you boys said. Yanni as well. Like, you know, who knows in our lifetime if this will come around once again. Like, we just need to get it over the line. But
yeah.
Fiorentina are hungry, man. They're hungry. They're a hungry team. They obviously lost last year's final as well.
They haven't lost yet in the Conference League this year.
First for everything, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I think out of the whole road so far, like Olympiacos, they look so good, man. Like this team, there's just so much to say. This team is absolutely amazing. Podence is on fire. Okabe's on fire. Fortuny's on fire. Rodine is on fire. If Retsos cannot have a...
Horta's on fire.
Horta's on fire. Guinea's... doing his thing. Ibora's on fire.
Richards is on fire.
Richards, Ortega is back. He's back as well.
Like
on fire. I mentioned him. Yeah, guys, I actually want
even Retsos.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I want your opinion. So, like, obviously, I think Solaki is probably the favorite to start. And I know Paskalakis is back in the team. Would you boys say you would put Solakis in goals? You trusting him?
Obviously, Solakis is playing.
Yeah.
Solakis 100% without a doubt. I can bet my family on it.
You can't put Paskalakis now after all this. You can't just put him in the biggest game of the season.
No. You need Solakis there.
Yeah, you
need Solakis there.
You need someone in form, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Especially against Fiorentina. Ooh.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Tommy, mate, we'll get you on at the end to talk a bit about Fiorentina. You seem like you know more than us.
Is this one of your mates? One of your mates, Liam?
No, I don't know who Thomas is.
Thomas, do you know which team is going to? Out of curiosity. But anyway, I don't think we did a show after the Aston Villa game, the 2-0 one.
No, we did. We did.
We did. Yeah, actually, it was us. We did it in Greek.
It's now working, so anyway, Yanni.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah,
actually, Chrisos,
hello.
I want your outsider thoughts because we know you're an Olympiacos fan, but you're not.
What do you mean? Yes, I am. I'm just not as radical about other teams.
The fact that you're wearing purple right now is kind of bad.
I'm cold, leave me alone.
Is that your robber or your sister's?
No, it's mine.
Oh, fair enough. I want, even though you have a bit more of an outsider perspective going into this game, I want your thoughts on both teams.
Perspective. I'm going to be biased and talk about Olympiacos, but I think that we shouldn't treat them lightly. That's what I'm trying to say. Fiorentina are a top side. They've got top players, and I think that it's going to be tough. You know, it is in Athens, but it's not at the Karaskaki, it's at another stadium. So, yes, it's at our home city, but that is correct, Paulie K8, with your gamer tag. Anyway, so I think we shouldn't take them lightly, and I think that's going to be a challenge for us. And I think what will set the tone of the game is the first 20 minutes. I think how we play the first 20 minutes is going to dictate how we play the rest of the game. If we are on the back foot a lot, it's going to be that for the whole game and counter. But if we can get early chances in, El Kabi can get his foot in the door, Fortunis can deliver some scrumptious balls, then I think that we should be good.
Some scrumptious balls.
Before we, yeah, that's before my we... that's my commentary for you, mate.
I predicted a 2-2 draw. Olympiacos fans do agree with this. We'll say it up,
Mr. Jono.
I don't know. I can see an extra time happening.
Yeah,
it's very hard, but I think both teams are going to go at it. I've been playing conservative in this.
It'll be a nil all or like a 2-2. That's what I think. It'll be like boring, or it'll be like 2-2, like we're going to be 2-1, 2-0 up, and then Red Sox is going to do something stupid and we're going to cop 2 goals.
Stop.
Nah, but there's no way it goes on penalties.
Actually, I can't say that because I'm usually right. So if I say that, it's probably going to happen.
Nah, you've been wrong.
5-0, but you know.
No, I haven't. I said we're going to make the final. And look where we are.
You also said we're going to win the league.
And we that's okay.
We're close.
I was right about Corberan. Just remember that. Corberan. Whoever that is.
Anyway, guys, before we continue, just so all our viewers know, since most of our fan base is split, our Sydney siders, you can watch the game live at Newmarket Hotel in Mascot. And I believe Melbourne boys, if you want to confirm, you can. They're showing it live at Melissa. I'm not too sure about which area that's
in. Footscray.
Thomas Umansky, you reckon your boys will keep playing attacking so or sit more back?
I think we're going to come out. I think we're going to come out of the blocks firing. I don't think we're going to sit back against Fiorentina. From what I know, I think they're quite an aggressive team as well.
Yeah,
the thing is with Fiorentina, and many people have said it, their defense is probably their weakest. They do have a really good attack, but I reckon if we can hit them on the attack fast, what we say and what they do, my prediction is we're going to have a bit more controlled, conservative midfield rather than, you know, we can't leave gaps for that attack, so we have to be very careful. And we'll get into the lineup predictions, but I think again, Iborda will be starting, but we'll get into that a bit later. Jono, how do you think the Olympiacos defense can hold down Fiorentina's top scorer?
No, he's not. I'm on the squad right now.
Well, I know one of their attackers has like 15 goals, and
that's probably Belotti.
20 matches. It's not Belotti. Some other bloke.
Is it Balazola?
Well, we'll go through their team actually now.
Oh, actually, no, there is a guy called Beltran. Sorry, yes. They got him from River Plate. So there you go.
Oh, he does say that he is in their team.
Jono, I think it's more of a question. I think our defense can hold any attack down right now. It's just a matter of those odd mistakes from Retsos. If we can avoid things like that, then I think our defense can take. We kept look like, what's that? Aston Villa's name.
Martinez.
Ollie
Watkins.
We kept Watkins quiet for most part. We kept us quiet for the most part. Who gives a shit, Chris, mate? It doesn't matter. Like, he was quiet. They're 6-2 on freaking aggregate. So, you tell me. Bruce Shank, Kev versus Olympiacos charity game. I don't know. If Kev fans can keep it a bit low key, then maybe.
If they don't piss off any Mill Media people, then yeah.
Yeah, like Monash. but yeah, Yanni, what are your thoughts on everything so far?
I guess Christo said it's not in our home ground, which is obviously correct. But if you see, like, I don't know if you boys saw, but like they upped like security around OPAP because of Olympiacos fans is coming like up and
they
down.
They need to.
Of course they need to, but it will be pretty much a home game for us. Obviously, like Italy is close, and they can make the journey, but this is as close as a home game for us. To be honest, you guys said so much, I forgot the rest. But about I remember how we'll come out. I do think we're just gonna keep the same way, because if we didn't track back against Aston Villa, who were on paper the best team in the competition, if we didn't change tactics for any other game, or the second game with Villa, we didn't change tactics, why would we change now? There's no reason. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I do think we're gonna
just like the Champions the same League. Thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Champions League is a mess.
I think that's happening in the every league. I think it's happening in the Europa League too.
It's every league.
Oh, Liam's back. Hi, Liam. Yeah,
I think our Chris also has like a massive crush on you, Liam, bro.
I love that man.
I think it's also positive reinforcement for the fans, especially with Medili Buzz approaching the second leg against Aston Villa. Because I remember us saying that the worst thing Olympiacos could have done is go to Greece and sit back or just defend. But I think we had a such controlled game, and I think that's what we're going to need against Fiorentina. We can't allow any space for any gaps in the defense, basically. And I think an explosive attack against their weaker defense. We're sitting here saying, like, it's a weaker defense. Like, it's not like we could just steamroll them. Obviously, they've made it to a final as well, undefeated. Like, they're a good team. The results speak for themselves, but I don't know. Things I've seen online, they're kind of taking us a bit lightly. I think we have more to prove. They're probably seeing like, okay, maybe a Greek club, obviously first Greek club ever in 53 years, sorry, to make a final in Europe. Since in 53 years, obviously Panathinaikos being the first, but they're probably seeing the magnitude of Greek football at the moment, where it's going. Yep. They're not taking it as seriously as, but like, since we're involved in Greek football, obviously we've seen the massive steps that it's taken this season, and obviously the steps Olympiacos have taken. If I was a Fiorentina fan or Italian, I definitely wouldn't be taking Olympiacos lightly. But it's all talk until the final whistle.
We've got the quality to beat.
Good job, Lindsay.
We have to remember as well, Fiorentina finished 9th or 8th, was it, in the Serie A this season?
Yeah,
8th. So they've struggled quite a bit as well. I think it's a fair. It's a 50-50 game. Like, I think both teams have got a massive chance of winning. Obviously, I don't think there's a clear favorite. I don't think you can say Fiorentina is a clear favourite the way we've been playing in the build-up to this final. We absolutely demolished Villa, who are a great side this season, twice. What's good? I think we've got to go in confidence, straight out of the block, attacking like we've seen us play, you know, in all the other matches. Even against Villa, we're sitting back a bit in that first leg. But, you know, we still had that element of catching them on the counter-attack and looking to get the ball forward as quick as possible in that first leg. And I think that's the way we're going to play again. We're going to look to be compact in defence. We're going to look to spring into attack whenever the opportunity is. As we've spoken about, their defence is a bit leaky. And we've got a great counter-attack, which we've seen over the course of this campaign. And, yeah, what's it called? With players like Fortunis and Podence threading in the balls, Velkabi. What's it called? Yeah, I think we've got a great chance against their defence in scoring a few goals. We've just got to stay compact in the defence, like you said earlier, CJ. Can't let any mistakes happen, because they've got a good attack. Can't give them anything. Just got to defend how we've been defending, you know, the last few games, and that's it.
I definitely agree with you, man. And I don't really like to use the term that Olympiacos against Aston Villa played defensive. I honestly like to see it as more conservative football rather than defensive, because to me, when someone's playing defensive, they're just sitting back, hoof the ball up. There's no intent to try and get, like, work the ball in an attack. No, yeah, exactly. So, but Olympiacos played that game plan to an absolute T, and it's so good to have players and a coach that can execute it. There's just that pedigree to do it now. So I think, honestly, this final requires that same manner.
Yep,
absolutely. I take no prisoners. Like, we have nothing to lose. We got a comment here from Thomas as well. I think the experience of Olympiacos, Jovetic, El Arabi, and Borja will give you.
Yeah, that's a great point because obviously Borja's played in how many Europa League finals. He knows what this is all about. That's why I think he's definitely going to be starting. Jovetic off the bench. Jovetic off the bench will be a good option as well, especially if we're losing or drawing and we need a goal. He'll be a great option to bring on. And obviously, Alan Habib, I don't know how many minutes he'll get, but
boys, I just want to say, experience as well. On this comment by Thomas, copied by John, the three players he's chosen, like you.
Okay. Bigger.
I just want to say, like, obviously, we have Iborda in there for, like, that European. He's obviously won a Europa League twice, I think. We have that experience. Jovetic, obviously, big player experience. And El Arabi with the DNA of Olympiacos. Like, you know, it's just it's such a clutch final.
That looks insane. Like, Fiorentina did go to a final as well. So most of their players still have the same experience, which I think if you were looking at it from a neutral perspective, you would say that I would give them a slight advantage. But at the same time, we also have, I'm pretty sure, the only coach that has the experience of winning a European final, which could come massive in terms of...
That is a great point as well, yes.
But at the same time, also, at a final, experience is key, obviously, but like form, you do see form go out of the window. Like, it is more identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, like, the previous point you made where you said Olympiacos will be conservative and not defensive. I think that's exactly right. That's what we have to do. Just be conservative. It's our identity. Like, don't like force anything. Let it happen like by itself or like create it.
Yes.
Yep.
And high pressure. So
that's a great point. Yeah. Since Manly Bar's come in, we've relied much less on a risk football. We've played more to our strengths, using, you know, trying to get the ball to Fortunis and Podence and let them create, which we've done so well since Menlo Bar's come in. We saw that, obviously. We saw the opposite with Martinez, which is why maybe we're struggling a little bit, because we were trying to play a little bit beyond our capabilities, you know, trying to get people like Doi to pass the ball around the back and move the ball up forward, which didn't work. And it's a great point. We've been conservative. We've not taken risks since Medley Bars came in, and it's been crucial to getting us to the final. Think about all the matches. Like, think about the Aston Villa matches. That second leg, we just did the job exactly how we needed to play. We played exactly how we needed to play. Think about the Fenerbahce game away. We were under so much pressure, but we held strong. We played that conservative type football. You know, under different coaches, we've tried to force things over the last few years, but Manly Bar's found the perfect formula for us this season since coming in, and that's why I think we're in the position we are. And it's a great point as well that he has the experience in the final, obviously winning the Europa League final, which we've said so many times last year. You know, he knows how to win this. He's been in this situation. It's not as pressure for him since he was in it last year. So he knows you know, what he's coming up against, which is obviously a big advantage for us. We'll get to the predictions in a sec, I think.
Yeah. John.
By the way, before we talk about the predictions and the lineup and we get people to join, Yanni, do you want to quickly just talk about the final four? Because obviously we saw Olympiacos. We'll give it give it 2 minutes because it's all over now. But very disappointing, and it's even worse than Pundit and Oakley's one as well.
Look, I mean, there's many ways to look at this, but let's just look at it from this way. We had some good moments against Real Madrid. We started off terribly. I think in a quarter, we only scored 7 points. I'm not sure about that, but we pretty much outscored massively in one of the first or second quarters. So the big negative of that game was that we started playing good basketball late, very late. We left it late. That's why we lost with double digits as well. Look, against Fener, we did okay. We almost lost it at the end, but doesn't really matter. Like, it is a third place finish game, so it's not that great. We did see Panathinaikos win the EuroLeague, with Lucas winning the MVP, which is a bit hard to stomach for for the fact that we had him and we made the choice, yeah, walk up over Lucas, which I don't think it's a bad choice. I just think we really lost offensively a lot, as we would have lost defensively, but we lost offensively. But look, at the end of the day, I guess you have to look at it positive. You have to say a Greek team won. You have to say that a Greek player at least won MVP. And the look, snake, let's be honest.
Panathinaikos, snake, I don't think that's a plus. Yeah, I mean, the absolute snake one.
Yeah, I know. But Panathinaikos also had like more Euroleague, so like one more. It doesn't really affect us. Now we have the league to look forward to.
Yep.
We can still beat them in the league. Winning Euroleague doesn't mean anything when it comes to the Derby of the Eternals. So it doesn't matter. Exactly, but we do need, for next season, I just want to say we do need to keep the roster, because we've seen EuroLeague teams have very deep rosters. Panathinaikos and Real
are two of the deepest. We've lost Isaiah Cannon, though, unfortunately.
What do you mean we lost him?
I think he's leaving. That's what I read today, that he's most likely leaving.
It depends what contract we offer him, I think.
Anyway, we'll see. But, we'll see what happens.
But yeah, we need to keep the core players, keep some of the rotation players like Moses Wright. Mm-hmm. And just get one of if we get one offensive point guard, like that's a really exactly good right. one, we go for EuroLeague next season again.
We're one or two players off the EuroLeague, I think.
Being Kemba Walker.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, we made it to the final four.
Final four
in Berlin for the basketball EuroLeague.
We lost
to Real Madrid. We finished third place, Beni Fenerbahce in the third place final, 87-84. And that's the end of the season in the EuroLeague. We'll talk about the Greek league in later podcasts and all that. But yeah, that's it. We'll go back to the football now, because obviously that's over and the football is much bigger at the moment. What's it called? I don't know if the basketball expert will like me saying that. We'll go into read some comments. The real MVP is Ade Abchuk.
Abchuk, mate.
We'd love if Vazenkov was still in the team. Yeah, he was absolutely gun. We probably missed him a lot this year. If we had him, we definitely could have maybe won the EuroLeague, I think.
I think it is possible that he will return, but I think he still wants to try out 2-3 years in the NBA. Yeah. But if he returns, he's coming to us. So
that's it.
Oh, that's cool.
And I saw Evan Fournier wanted... Yeah? What are you saying? Chrisos?
Me? Oh.
Yeah, you said something.
I said we should get Yannis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, did you hear what he said? He said, I wouldn't come back to Olympiacos or Panathinaikos. I'd just go back to... No, he said he wouldn't. He said, I'll go back to the second division team he had,
Philadelphia. Yeah, that's cool. That's fair.
We lost Adokumbo, bro. We could have had a 39-year-old Adokumbo running up and down.
Let's do our score predictions, gents and ladies.
Yeah.
Before we do score predictions, I want to hear the... I think the lineup's pretty obvious. It's the lineup we've been playing with.
I want to tell you my lineup.
Wait, guys, before we get into everything, guys, I'm dropping the link. Just enter the lobby if you want to share your comments and your thoughts. But yeah, we'll go into the lineup.
Go, CJ, you do the first one.
I wanted to start, but that's okay.
My lineup. Okay. Tolakis in goals, obviously. We got Rodinei Retsos. Is it Carmo at the back? David Carmo and Ortega. At the left, midfield.
Ortega's fit, yep.
Ortega is fit. He's ready. He said, "If he's not fit, probably Guinea. Well, he might chug on Guinea anyway." But I'm gonna go for Ortega starting.
Next, keep going.
Midfield.
Someone's stumped.
We got this man, Ibora, in the middle. I'm gonna go for Fortunis. And Eze. And on the wingers and up front, I'm going to go Podence, El Kabi, and...
your favorite.
Oh, man, I'm having a brain fart.
Your favorite, man. You love him.
Oh, you know what? I think he's going to have Podence and Fortunis on the wings and probably Chuck on Porta.
Yeah,
I'll go with mine, and then we'll go Christos and Yanni. I've got I wasn't really fully listening because I was trying to promote the link, but I've got Tolakis, Carmo, Ortega, Retsos, Rodinei, Ibora, Chiquinho, Heze. I think that's the most obvious part. That's not changing. Fortunis, Podence, El Kabi. I think it's gonna stay with the Original lineup we've been playing the last few important games. That's my lineup.
My turn. You guys ready?
We're ready.
In goals, I'm going with Thanos Papadoudis. He's going to make his debut in goals.
Okay, massive.
No, I'm joking. Obviously, Solakis in goals. At the back, we're going to have Rodané, Retsos, Carmo, and Kini. I think that's going to stay the way it is. I don't think if Ortega's fit, I don't think you're going to risk starting him in a final like that. I think you're just going to go with comfortability. In the midfield, I'm going to spice it up a bit. I'm going to put some muscle on it. I'm going to go with Fortunis, Ibora, and Chiquinho. And then on the wings, I'm going to go with Podence. I'm going to go with Stefan Jovetic and Masuras. That's my lineup. I think El Kabi will start, but I'm going to go. I'm going to put Jovetic there.
Yanni, go.
What's wrong with what?
It's a good choice. No, I just thought you'd say left back for Jovetic, but he can play wing, I guess. No,
he's a striker.
It doesn't matter. It's a final. We need changes. We need to be unpredictable. Anyway.
Jovetic instead of El Kabi, the top scorer.
You got to be unpredictable in the final. Hirschos has the right.
No, exactly. That's exactly. Thank you.
It's my bad.
Yeah, how dare you laugh at me, mate? What a disgrace. You go, Yaniati.
Let him talk, Chris, man.
Zolakis in goal, obviously. Rodney Ortega for the fullbacks. What's his name? Retsos, I think, center back, and Carmo. I think one of you guys said the same one as me. Anyways, now here I do think Ibora starts, just based because like it's a final, so it doesn't matter like how old he is. He needs to give everything in the pitch for those 90, 120 minutes, however it goes for. So I think Ibora. I think this way I'm a bit conflicted because I don't know if he would put Fortunis in the center, in the midfield, or if you would put him in the wing again. I would like to see him in the center, in the midfield, but I think he puts him wing and he goes with Horta in the midfield along with Eze. And El Kabi, striker. I lost the player. Podence and Fortunis on the right wing. And 97th minute substitution, El Arabi. That's what I want to see. just for that 1 minute when we were up 3-0 or something.
Oh man, after 3 years, 4 years, El Arabi deserves to be in this final.
Yeah, CJ's gonna cry when he wins and he sees him lift it. CJ's gonna cry.
Yeah, because it's the last time we're seeing him in the jersey, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mate, what do you mean? Do you know where he's going?
Saudi Arabia, probably.
He's coming to Sydney FC. What do you mean?
Yeah, right. He's gonna go from 3 million a year to like what?
10 million
drinks at Sydney FC, mate. You're taking the piss.
Yeah,
imagine he just goes to just to be close.
Some of these comments right now. Saba, absolute goat in the second team.
I've never even. Oh yeah, I know who he is.
Tom, mate, can you join? Can you join, please? Just click the link that we put in and join. We're waiting for you to join so we can. We want to talk.
Is he saying about the centre back that was?
No. He's saying the striker, the second team striker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That defender's long gone.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. See, even though I knew that,
maybe he's talking about the other bar, but it's not spelled like
that. No, it's the striker bar. It's the striker. Come on, guys. You gotta keep up with your team. Keep up with your team, boys. Ivan, though.
Yeah, well, there you go. We're waiting for people to join. We'll put the link in again. While we're doing that, should we do our score predictions while we're waiting for people to join?
Gosh, I don't know.
Hey, when you shut it up, though, the center back comes up. Sorry.
I think, yeah, go CJ, give us your score.
Usainu Bar is the defender, not Agassi.
Yeah, Usmane. Usmane.
Never mind.
My score position. Man, I really don't know.
No, you got to come be boring. You have to give us a score, mate.
I'm going to go maybe 3-2. It's going to be heart attack galore.
To Fiorentina?
No, to Olympiacos. Heart attack galore.
Come on, Leo. Right.
I'm going to go with 2-1 Olympiacos. It's going to be a gutty match. Like, oh, gutty match.
Yanni, you go.
I hate this, bro. I'd just say what I want to see, bro. Fuck it. 2-0. So there's no stress. And hopefully one goal towards the first half. And one goal towards the very end. Yeah.
Okay. My prediction is, I don't think you guys are going to like this. I think it's going to be a 2-1 win to Fiorentina. That's what I think it's going to be.
Thanks for joining.
I'm kidding.
Are you serious?
Nah, he's out of Thrillers Globe where everyone is done.
Oh, we have someone in. Anthony.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we can, Anthony, mate. How are you?
I'd love to start by saying that Monash Sport are an absolute embarrassment. I don't know if you guys have heard what's going on in Melbourne, Australia.
Tell us what's happening.
An absolute embarrassment. So basically, for the boys I'm mates with wanted to get down, a bunch of the Greek community and even beyond, like a bunch of their friends and stuff, to game. And these guys have classed it as a terror threat to the uni, a security risk, and they've said they can't do it. Like, I mean, it's crazy. This is a 21st century for you. It's nuts.
It's ridiculous. And
literally, man.
It's an indictment on security at the university, in my opinion.
Hey, Calamiris, bummer. That's massive.
Directors of who Monash Sport are, so Brett Lavelle and the other guy, what was his name?
Dylan Booth.
Dan Andrews.
Darren as well. Darren and Brett. I mean, how can you guys? I mean, I'm sure they've never dealt with anything like this too complex before, but these are people, Liam, individuals who have no idea. They have no idea of customer relations. They have no idea. See, they say they're sporting people. They're not sporting people. Sporting people are what? Croquet.
Lawn bowls.
They've never watched a football game in their life. You take them to Europe. They'll have a heart attack getting on the train to PDR. They'll have a heart attack.
How do you think they'd cope in the Conference League final tomorrow in that atmosphere?
They'd be ringing up. Mate, they're the sort of people who use these terms, Euro snobs. Mate, they wouldn't handle it, Liam. You know why? Because they're soft as butter. They're not sporting people. They're frauds. And it's an embarrassment that they're in that position of Monash Sport. Oh, diversity and inclusion, this and that. What, you can't promote diversity and inclusion to a group of boys who haven't done anything wrong? The worst thing that was done is, one of the staff members that wasn't spoken to in the correct way. But hang on, that same staff member spoke to you, Liam, in the most inappropriate of ways. It's an embarrassment. It's an indictment.
Well, I agree. We'll give that a couple. That's a good speech.
People who shouldn't be in the positions they are. They're incompetent and they're inept. And Monash students pay money to these frauds. It's part of the school fees goes towards Monash. I want a refund. And what, the security? The same security that couldn't protect students from the protests that were on campus, no matter what your views are on that. That's an aside difference. They couldn't protect students from that. What, they can protect students from a few hundred people? Oh, but they're going to light flares. Where's the proof of that?
Anthony.
Wait.
We're going to have to take this off because we have some
time to join.
No.
Anthony, I can guarantee you. Before you go, Anthony.
I hope you got to smash it.
Before you go, Thrillers Global will be sending a formal complaint.
That's actually to the directors
and to Monash University because it's absolutely disgusting.
And Anthony, before you leave,
we have a Serie A expert ready to join us. We want your thoughts on Olympiacos on this final, real quick, and your score prediction.
It's a massive season for Greek football. I mean, I'd like to see them progress up the food chain from obviously Conference League to Europa League and beyond. Unfortunately, the system, the way European football is right now, it's benefiting the top five leagues. And there's a big there's a big gap in between the top teams and the bottom teams. And it's created this void. And I don't like how what they've done with the European Champions League, how they've now neglected teams that are outside of this, you know, big five leagues, as they call it. So, you know, Olympiakos used to be consistently playing in the Champions League, but Panathinaikos was also there, we have to remember, during the 90s and 2000s. Power vacuum. I want to see Greek clubs continue to climb the European pyramid. So, you know, it's good to see them doing really well in the Conference League. And hopefully in future seasons, they can start becoming consistent and dominant presences within the Europa League. And then
that's a good point.
Yeah, I think that's something that everyone needs to probably football pyramid right now and landscape is very heavily skewed towards teams in those top five.
Yeah, and I fully agree.
I think that the quality differences are getting higher because these top teams are not being exposed to these sorts of opponents. So people the neutrals will say, oh, Aston Villa, they would have smashed Olympiakos. Well, obviously that's not the case. and that also speaks, yeah.
Well said, Anthony. And finally, before we go and get the Serie A expert in, your score prediction, please.
I think it'll be a tight game. It could even go to extra time, which... 1-1 and I think Olympiakos on penalties. That's I think... game. Are you going... Are any of you guys attending the game?
No, but we might be watching at Medley, so if you want to come down as well, we'll see you there.
Production, you know, anyone who's going, I hope, you know, the Olympiakos fans will make it an excellent atmosphere. I just
hope that
the European authorities aren't soft. I mean, said boys, we would have loved for Greece to play Turkey on the 14th of June, but it didn't hold up their end of the bargain. So
nope.
Well,
German police are probably breathing a sigh of relief, but ultimately it's the same. But in terms of club football, it's good to see Greek football sort of step out of the shadow that it's been in for the last few years and regain its respect within Europe.
That's it. Well, thank you very much, Anthony. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. And thanks, we'll see you on AEW later tonight. Take care, brother.
CJ. Okay. Quickly, before you add this guy in, I just want to give you my proper prediction. It's going to be 2-2, and Olympiakos is going to win on penalties. Okay, that's my actual prediction.
We're adding the Serie A expert in now. Here he is, the Serie A expert.
What's going on, boys?
How are you, mate? You good?
You look very Italian.
No,
he does look a bit Italian, doesn't he? Are you mates with anyone on this podcast?
Oh, no, I'm just a viewer.
Oh, fair enough. And how did you find us then? If you're from the Serie A, how did you find us?
I just fucking found it. I don't even know.
Fair enough, mate. Well, since you're the Serie A expert, do you want to tell us a little bit about Fiorentina, about the way they play? Yeah. Maybe some of their players?
Bro, they're like pretty good team. Like when they're on and like, but when they're not on, they're pretty shit. So like, yeah. But they got a lot of dangerous players. Like, their attack, they obviously got like Gonzalez on the wing, pretty quick and like technical. And then you got Belotti as a striker, obviously pretty experienced. Like, he's a bit washed, but like you never know what he can do. So yeah, it's gonna be a good game.
It is. And what they're more of an attacking side, is that correct? They like to play more attacking, expansive football.
Yeah, like the coach, his philosophy is like pretty attacking, like, yeah, on the front foot.
Yeah, nice. And their defense, bit of a weakness, is that true? Why did they finish eighth in the Serie A this season? They made it to the Conference League final and finished eighth. That's a bit of a...
They've been like around there like for ages. Like, I don't know if... I don't think they had... I reckon this has been their best season like in a while. So like even though they finished eighth, like they've still been playing some pretty good football.
Yep, fair enough.
Defensively, they got a lot of good defenders, so it's like more like a philosophy thing, I reckon.
Yep. And you guys say,
I was just gonna say, so following the Conference League this season, you obviously one, I'm assuming you've seen much of Fiorentina and Olympiacos. Going into the final, what are you thinking? Who's looking better? Who's looking like they can get, you know, edge out their opponent a bit better than the other? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, like, to be honest, like, from the outside, like, you think that Olympiacos is, like, a worse team, but, like, on form, especially in the Conference League, like, you guys have been playing pretty well and probably, like, beaten the top teams in the league. But I don't know. My gut feeling is that they're still just a better team. So that's why I think they're going to win.
As fair in, enough, did you mean Fiorentina or
Olympiacos? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And what do you know about Olympiacos, Tommy? Can you give us some dangerous players?
I still remember bloody El Arabi from when you guys beat Milan. That was...
Oh, yeah.
And then Fortunis obviously is like technical beast. You got some good players like Podence, but a lot of international players. That's like one thing that's different to other teams.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think in our starting 11, we have three or four Greeks normally, but yeah, we do have quite a bit of international marquee players. But yeah, they've got a mainly Italian team, don't they? Yeah. Their defense is all Italian, I think.
No, they got a mix, but they got some good players.
Fair enough.
You got to watch out.
Which team do you go for in Serie A?
No, I go for Milan.
Oh, Milan.
Nice. Yeah.
Which one?
AC.
Ah.
Yeah. Best team.
Internationale.
No, fuck them.
You got some haters, man. Serie A experts speaking Japanese.
Mate, yeah, Vrushank, get on, mate. Tell Vrushank to get on.
Bro, if he gets on and starts saying something, let's see what he can do.
Yeah, that's it. Let's get him to get on and see what he can say. Oi, you just joined and give us your score prediction, mate. Oh, Wenzel Dino, get on as well.
Can you get more than five or nah?
Yeah, you can get him on.
Get him on then.
Boys, join the link Wenzel quickly Dino? while Tommy stays on.
Jono, I can tell you about the Indian League if you want.
Wenzel Dino, get on, mate. Click the link that we just put in the chat so you can come have a chat. Jono,
the Kerala Blasters are the best team in the Indian League.
Well, how do you know that?
Because that's my team.
Bro, it's one Google search away. What do you mean, how he knows that?
No, that's my football team.
It's not like your Mitro Long segments, Yanni.
It's not like research. That, which we didn't do today. Yeah,
we forgot to do that. You're right.
Mitro Long, yeah, you're talking about that man.
We got more people saying that they're going to join. We're just waiting for people.
Tommy, as well, before we let you go, what is your final prediction scoreline? Oh. I don't know if you gave it. I'm having brain fart.
I reckon they're going to win like 2-0, 2 or 3-0.
Oh, wow.
Oof. Yeah.
Gee, that's weird. We don't like to hear that.
I don't know. I just think they've got too many good individual players that, like, yeah, if they're on, they'll win well. But you never know, like, if they don't show up.
So are you familiar with their group stage matches, Fiorentina?
Do you know
how they went against that Bulgarian team?
Ferencváros. Yeah. They're from Hungary.
Oh, Hungary. Do you know how they went with them?
They definitely had a softer draw than you guys. Like, they haven't really been challenged. It's similar to last year, I reckon. So, yeah, let's see how they
Would you say out of the teams, Olympiacos have been challenged more in their run?
Definitely. Like, you guys, I mean, Aston Villa was probably on paper the best side in the league. And, I mean, you didn't just beat them, like, by sitting back or whatever, like you took it to them. So I think if you approach the game the same way, then I reckon you guys have got a good chance. But I think if you sit back and let them dictate the play, then that's where you probably have more trouble.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The way you describe it, it seems like we're the perfect team to beat them, because we haven't been taking any. We've been taking every game to each team. We have. Yeah. We haven't. Sorry, Chris was pulling me off. Yeah, we haven't been sitting back. So, by a neutral standpoint, this should be like a really good matchup, right? Because they got the big names, the more talented players. Let's say we definitely have gotten our wins by playing as a team, bring it to them. So, should be a good game from what you're saying.
You just got to like, it's easy in a final to like tighten up and like start playing a bit more defensive. So, I think they just got to like just go for it.
I think we got Shane joining now, Tom, as well, by the way.
All right, get him in. If you need to kick me out, kick me out.
No. We don't have. I think you can stay on. He said he's trying to press the link now, so we're getting on. Chris, was any of your friends going to join the link, mate?
I have no idea, mate. I don't know what my friends are doing, to be honest.
Oh, here we go.
Who's this bloke? These guys.
Let's see. Turn the light on.
Pamela Olivia
Carr. Mate, I'm about to stop driving for this. I'm literally driving, boys.
That's respect. Are you a big Olympiacos fan?
Yeah, big fan, bro. Big fan.
Yeah. What's your name, by the way, bro? What's your name?
My name is Ah.
Ah.
Yeah, someone said it.
Oh, fair enough.
It's Rishik.
Do you happen to know this Serie A expert? Because I think it was you making some comments about his ball knowledge.
Yeah, I think Serie A expert. I don't know. Like, I think you could have gotten someone better on this channel. Like, you know, like it's a pretty like highly rated channel, and you're picking someone with absolute charity ball knowledge. So this bloke doesn't even watch the games in the morning, and I don't know why you're taking his word. Fucking, he's saying the Italian. Obviously, he's going to jab the Italian team in the final. He's got no idea. It's Olympiaca all the way, boys.
Bravo, Shay. That's a clap. That's a clap.
Olympiaca, mate.
Can we get a score prediction from you, please?
2-0. In extra time, boys. Extra time. 0-0 till 90th.
That is cracked.
And who's winning, was it?
Olympiaca.
And who's your goal scorers? Who's scoring the goals?
Gostas Fortunis.
Yeah!
That's it, boys. I gotta head off. I gotta go. Thanks, buddy. Right,
thank you.
Don't crash, buddy.
We've got someone else on as well. Tommy, if you want to stay on, you can stay on. It's up to you. We've got someone.
John, welcome back, mate.
Jono, my favorite. How are you, buddy?
What have your Sydney Swan scarf on?
Up the Swannies!
What the hell's going on here?
professional Munda Destroyer.
Who's this?
Hey, Jono, why do you go for Central Coast?
Who the fuck is Virginia, bro?
Jono, why do you go for Central Coast?
Hello, George.
Zagudas.
I've gone for Central Coast for quite a while now. I think when I started football when I was three, my dad actually followed Central Coast, and I used to live up there as well. So it's always been a big fan.
I don't think they were around when you were three, to be honest.
Shut up. Anyways, more importantly, we should be talking about the joke.
Now, tell us a bit about your passion for Olympia. Pizza Minion, why'd you soon?
I don't know who this Serie A expert fraud is, but the fact that we're letting him sit here and say that he thinks Fiorentina are going to do this and that. Like, did you beat Aston Villa in two legs? No, I don't think so. Did we? Yeah. So, you know, I just think that's all it is, really. There's nothing more to it. I don't even know why this guy's on the podcast. Clearly doesn't even know how to respond to what I'm saying because he knows he's wrong. I think he's just a bit rattled. So,
mate,
if you've got anything to say to that, mate. No, look, like, you can back it, you know, if you've got anything to say. Clearly you don't. So, I just think, stick to the lower leagues, mate.
Mate, I'll let the scoreline do the talking.
Ooh.
What's scoreline? You want to predict the scoreline?
2-0.
To who? To Fiorentina. Yeah, shut up, mate. Anyways, I'm thinking Olympiacos. I think it's gonna be 4-1. I think, listen. I think we're gonna score first. Fiorentina will get a quick equaliser. I think we're gonna first goal will be a penalty. We'll convert it early. Fiorentina will get a quick reply, but then it'll end 1-1 at the half, and then second half it is gonna come out just like guns blazing.
420 hat trick.
We're gonna absolutely cop it in the fucking dressing room and just come out fucking firing, mate. That's it, and just smash another three. I don't see, like, think it's even like a big call, to be honest, considering what we did against Aston Villa. Like, what's the reason that we can't do it again against Fiorentina? There's no reason, really. We're playing in Greece. We've got, I know it's not Kariskakis, but we've got that advantage as well, I guess. Majority Greek fans.
Whatever. Zagudis is getting on to speak to us. Jono, you have a bit of a description under your name there. Would you mind explaining that?
Yes, certainly. So, as you know, I'm Christos' cousin. And he was offering me a course on this thing called, like, Muna Destroying. So I've been doing that with him for the last 6 weeks, and I've actually officially, like, graduated from that. So he's like, you know, you can use an Instagram bio now, like, for Tinder and Hinge and, like, Grindr and all that. So. All
right. Well, is Olympiacos going to be doing a bit of that to Fiorentina on Thursday? Oh,
100%, like a fresh 18-year-old. Bro. Like,
And can you give us a score prediction, please? Did you give us the score prediction?
Yeah, 4-1.
4-1, and who was your goal scorer, sorry?
Yeah, he did, man.
Fortunis.
All four goals?
Nah, just for one. I don't think El Khabib's going to score. I think we're going to be goal from a corner or off a defender. Can't say who, though. But I'm going to I'm gonna leave it open.
Fair enough.
To that. So, very excited.
Fair enough. Any other statements from you?
Nah, I think that's about it. I think. Yeah,
thank you. Serie A expert and Jono, before you two go, will you two boys be watching the game on Thursday?
Yeah, I'm actually hosting a watch party at my house. So
don't actually watch it at Melissa.
I'm flying down to go to Jono's house.
Serie A expert, will you be watching?
Fuck, I don't know. Only if you host.
I'll let you boys all know tomorrow.
No,
I'm about the host. About, yeah, maybe we'll see. Christos, when are you becoming a pilot with all your flying experience? Well, Syria expert and Jono, we thank you very much for joining. Thank you for the analysis on Fiorentina, and Jono, thank you for your other topics.
My favorite Melbourne boy, Jono.
Thank you very much, Tom and Jono. We appreciate it. Yeah, but bravo, Tom. Bravo. See you, boys. Thank you.
Bye, Jono.
All right, we've almost hit an hour. Probably the last guest, Toby Mitchell.
No, who actually is this?
I don't have a feeling. His name's Toby Mitchell. I think. I think we have Bits of Opinion joining us. Hello,
Toby Mitchell. Who is this, mate?
Hey, George Zagudis.
Shout out Ben Cousin. Well,
okay, just get rid of him, bro. Well, he might be Wenzeldinho. He's
all commenting on in the private chat. That's funny as. All right, well, I don't think Toby is joining us. Oh well, too bad. So sad.
Oh well, see ya. I was going to say that.
Or you can. Yeah, I'll add him and say it again.
Too bad, so sad. He's not talking.
There you go.
it's Toby Maher, apparently. Okay.
No.
Anyway, boys. Good, Toby. Thanks, mate.
Anyway, lads, we've hit an hour. I think that's about the most we're getting out of tonight. Absolute G up. And, boys, I know last time we were talking here, we were saying just like, you know, we're grabbing our dads, our papus, brothers, friends, and we're witnessing history in a semi-final.
I wish I could grab my papu.
You know what? That's it. You know what? Can we do one thing before we end it? Like what you're doing now, can we all go around and make one final statement before we end this?
Let's do it. You start. We'll start with that.
Yeah, you start, Liam.
All right, lads, this is massive. There's three major reasons I want to win this. One, I want to win this because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If Olympiacos wins a European title, we've seen Olympiacos win every type of title. Obviously, it's not the Champions League or the Europa League, which will be even bigger. Maybe that can be the goal one day. But if we win this title, I can die happy that I've seen Olympiacos win a European title, and it'll be the best moment of my sporting life, the best achievement that I'll have seen in my sporting life, and maybe one of the best moments in my entire life, definitely, will be, because it'll be something we'll get to look back on for a long time. The second reason I want to win is also for my papu, who I grew up watching Olympiacos with from such a young age. He's the one who made me love this team. I've watched all the games with him this year. I watched all the games with him for how many years now? 10 plus years, all the big games, you know, even some of the smaller games. But this year especially, because we were so into it when Medley Bar came in, waking up for matches against, like, you know, La Mia, Kifisia, games like that, just to watch together. You know, I've been watching, been watching it with him for over 10 years. And I just want to see him be happy and see a title, because he's been an Olympiacos fan for 69, 70 years now. And he hasn't seen something like this. So that's another reason I really want to win this for him as well, so he can see a European title before he dies as well. And the last reason I really want to win this is because it's like what name did he go by? I don't want to give the wrong name. Oh, Anthony. It was like what Anthony said, which, by the way, I don't know his real name. Actually, I've never seen him before. But anyways, like what he said, in a world and a current environment in Europe where teams, the European leagues are dominated by all those top leagues, and it's really rare to see something like a Greek team in a final, or a team outside of those top five leagues in a final like this. It's a really good thing to show that, you know, we can compete with these bigger teams. It shows, this is my main reason, that passion is bigger than money. We have 1/6, 1/10 of the budget of these clubs we're facing, including Aston Villa, including Fiorentina we're going to face. It'll be a statement to show that, you know, you don't need all this money that gets thrown around in football these days, which has ruined football. Look at Manchester City and all that stuff. That's a whole other topic. It's about the passion. We've got the most passionate fans in the world. You know, our players will die for the badges we've seen. Have we seen players get emotional, cry, you know? You don't see this for all this money when all these people are on this massive money in other clubs. You know, it means more to us than it does to you know, I don't know how to explain it, but to other teams. Like, this means everything to us, especially the fans. And it would be such a great thing if a Greek team and a team outside the top five leagues, to be more specific, could lift the European trophy, just to show that, you know, there's still hope in football and it's not dying, because we see, obviously, next year they're changing the format of the Champions League. It's only going to get harder to qualify, you know. It's becoming more all about money. All these teams are getting more money, you know. What's it called? Yeah, it'll be just massive, just to make a statement and show that passion is bigger than money. So that's my three reasons. I'm so excited. I'm so nervous at the same time. But I love Olympiacos. Spam Olympiacara.
Yeah, beautifully said, Liam.
Go, CJ.
I was going to go you, Chris.
Oh, you already had your say? Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to just add to this and say how huge of a game it is. Same with Liam. You know, my baba made me grow up following football more up well, but obviously Olympiacos as well. Had the privilege to watch my first ever and only Olympiacos game with my dad right next to me. So all those hours waking up, watching the games together, him analysing the game, him screaming and waking up the whole house, has come down to this game itself. Not only would it be a testament to the Greek football, but it'd be a testament to the country of Greece. You know, they've been rough lately, you know, passing some laws. We're not going to go into it, but that have basically ruined the nation. So hopefully they can win the game for the country and for the league, and show not just Europe, but the world, that Greek football is still something to care about. Even though we didn't make the Euros, it's still a testament that we can compete in these leagues. And even if we don't win, touch wood, that doesn't happen, it still shows that we've made a cup final. We came all the way there, and we're competing with the likes of Aston Villa, who have an ex-Arsenal coach. So I think that it's going to, regardless of what happens, it is a moment to be proud of. I know all of the diaspora that follow Olympiacos, of course, will be on their feet, will be chanting, will be enthusiastically anticipating what will be happening on Thursday. And hopefully the win happens and we can get a bit of a Euro 2024 moment happening, but for the red and white instead of the blue and white. So that's my piece.
Nice, Chris. Yanni.
I mean, look, man, when the first team to win like a European trophy for Greece was AEK in the 60s, right? And people said that was a moment for the whole of Greece to be proud. And a few decades after, we got Euro 2004, which was a true moment for everybody in Greece to be proud, even just football fans in general to be happy for a nation like them doing it. I didn't get to see Euro 2004, and a lot of people, it's been 20 years that are alive now, have not seen it or were too young to remember it. This is our Euro 2004 on a smaller scale, yes, but this is the chance for us to see like our team define the odds and reach. I mean, it is the Conference League, but it's still the pinnacle of European football to an extent. It's everything. And, you know, like when we won Euro 2004, there were some good positive changes made for Greek football, which then Apple went and ruined them all. That's why the national team was at the state it was for the past 10 years. This win is going to be massive, not just for us, but like for Greek football in general. It's going to be incredible. And I mean, it can't get better to win it in Athens, a 15-minute drive from Piraeus, from Karaiskakis, for all the fans there. It's amazing, and I just feel blessed to be able to live this moment, because so many people have lived and have not seen, like, they didn't get to see this moment. You know what I mean? They passed away before, unfortunately. So, in conclusion, I think it'd be okay if we win. Like, you know, it wouldn't be bad. So, yeah. All right, I reckon we win.
It'd be more than that, man.
Yeah.
CJ, I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
The pundit we were talking about the game before, I know his face, but he's. It's so late, I'm forgetting his name. Tell me his name.
The pundit?
The one that you said, oh, that guy shouldn't be talking about football.
Oh, the white-haired one, right?
Craig Foster.
Yeah, Craig Foster. Okay, so in Euro 2004, it was Craig Foster that said Greece wouldn't win a single game in the Euros.
Yeah.
And he bashed us in the semi-final. So this is also a test to the people that think they know football, the people that are paid to talk about football.
Craig Foster thought Ange Postecoglou doesn't know a thing about football.
Yeah.
This is a guy that the most he's done is play in the Philippines. He's a fucking monkey. He's the worst pundit I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Ned Zelic is worse.
If I could, there's many things I could say about Craig Foster right now. But look, I wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire when it comes to his football antics. But anyway, beautifully said, boys. Just want to add on to what you boys were saying. A win for Olympiacos in this final is a win for Greece. It could have been AEK, could have been Balk, could have been Addis in a final. We'd all just be as excited, except Panathinaikos, who gives a shit about them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't. They have home renovations to do over the summer.
they need some painters.
They're busy for Europe. They need to make their stadium look pretty. What the final means to me, man, It's a lot of things. It means so much, not only for me. It's also for my dad. Obviously, my dad, and a lot of our dads here, migrated to Australia at a young age, so they weren't even in Greece to experience the success of Olympiakos in 1998, 1999. They probably didn't even get to watch the game here. They probably had to read about it in the paper. This is a match for all the bubbles out there, all the dads out there, for Olympiakos. It's obviously for all the fans, like Yanni said, that unfortunately can't even watch it. We're so fortunate to be here, living in colour, to witness this match. What it also means to me, and my dad as well, like, you know, growing up, Greek League's all I watched. Like throughout high school, yeah, I went for like an EPL team because no one there watched the Greek League. It was just me and my dad and Papu, obviously. He's a Nike fan, but, you know, like we watch all the games, all the freaking games. But like this is for the times we lost to Wolves, the times we lost to Bordeaux, the times we lost to Metalist, the times we lost
Upwell.
No. I'm talking about like round the 16 stuff and all that. The times we lost to Manchester United, Deportivo,
Maccabi.
Exactly, 4-1. And on that one, Chris, especially the last few years, Olympiakos not only have something to smile about this year, especially the way this season started and especially the last few years, but like we're hungry again for the club, the way we're thirsty for the club, like the passion is instantly back for this team. It's just unbelievable what's been achieved here. I never thought, and I think we can all say, we never thought we'd be in this position, especially this year. But it's just for all the heartache that Olympiakos fans have experienced in the last few years, and especially when it comes to European football alone, all the disappointment, all the heartbreak. So this is absolutely massive. Also, like, fuck, man. Like, did you honestly think a great club would be in this position right now? I was going to say something. I've had a complete brain fart right now because there's just so many emotions regarding this match. But also, it's also late. I'm absolutely knackered.
Same, bro.
What I wanted knackered to say. Nuts. What I wanted to say, this winning this match will also solidify our status in Europe. It will finally show teams that we are something of a threat. We've beaten Real Madrid, we've beaten Liverpool, we've beaten Atletico, Dortmund, Arsenal, United. We've beaten these big, big teams. And now having this trophy will solidify Olympiakos as a dominant threat in Europe. And if anyone has the argument against it, Olympiakos this season alone beat the biggest threats in the Conference League. That is honestly that's what I think. There's so many emotions still that I can't express right now. Just what this means to not only me, not only to my dad, my papu, but especially to you guys and your families as well, and all the fans in Greece and Australia, all over the world. Like, you want nothing more than to witness this one with your close ones. And, you know, at the end of it, say we're fucking champions of Europe. That's all there is to say, really.
And I've got a posting coming if we win.
Also, CJ, this is like, just really quick, this is the last piece of the puzzle, right? We've won the EuroLeague, we've been crowned champions in volleyball, boxing, every sport in existence. This is the only one that as a club we haven't won. So I think it's time to get it done, like time to complete it after 100 years.
110%, Yanni.
This is fine.
Or let us have the happiest of birthdays next year, celebrating us as champions. We can finally bring home the Protathima. That's what we're... And now we're hungry for the Protathima. We're hungry for a Kipelo, finally. We're hungry to be competitive in Europe. And winning this will give us the players...
The treble next year.
And on to what Liam said, like, yeah, this also proves that you don't need cash in the bank. And also
yeah, look at Leicester. Like Leicester.
Exactly. Teams like Leicester have proven that.
Central Coast Mariners.
But yeah, basically that. So, guys, thank you for joining this episode.
Thank you, everyone. And also CJ, we want to say a big thanks to everyone who commented. We got a lot of interactions today, commented, joined us. And a big thanks to everyone throughout the whole season. It's been a up and down season, more down at the start and more up towards the end, obviously. But yeah, we thank everyone. We wouldn't be able to do it without everyone's support. And I think we've shown massive growth this season, especially the last few months. Whatever happens, I'm sure we're going to do a podcast in the next week or two to end the season off. But
that's right.
Hopefully I'll be here.
Hopefully Christmas is here. But yeah, big thank you to everyone for, you know, we've taken a big step forward this season. We have at least, you know, 10, 15 people interacting with us every stream this season, whereas last season we'd be lucky to have one or two. So we've shown some great steps and hopefully we can continue to grow. And we've also want to say a big thank you to Yanni as well, who's come onto the podcast and provided some great insight, especially with the basketball and also the football. He's been a great addition there. We'll give him a clap. Thank you, Yanni, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, as always.
All good, man, anytime. And yeah, and this is what we're trying to do, build an Olympiacos community in Olympiacos. Well, not even a community just in Australia, but worldwide. Obviously, we met some mates in Greece, in Canada. Thanks, brother. We appreciate it. Thank you, cousin.
We do this
for a bit of fun because we enjoy it and everyone else helps out along the way. So we're going to do it regardless whether we have viewers or not. But obviously, it's an absolute bonus to have more viewers and interact and engage and meet more people. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, guys. Just for our listeners as well, before we go, just to what Jono said, guys, we don't have contacts within the club. We're just fans from Australia that want to talk, spread the word of Olympiacos, bring the Aussie Olympiacos fans together. We take the piss on this show. We're nothing serious. Like, we want to talk about the game, what we think. We want people to join, our friends and all that. So, like, we're really happy that the numbers have been great over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
People
interacting. Months. It's been months even.
Yeah. Months, actually, yeah. So, we're just so happy with everyone joining.
And continue to share it because we can get more interviews. Yeah. Like, Matt Derbyshire, if you continue to share, and we can get more interviews lined up.
Yeah, hopefully. That's it. So,
continue to share. Matt Derbyshire did me a favor, but like other players, hopefully they can see it and we could get Fortunis on. You never know.
All right, gents, thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Pame Olympia. Everyone end with a Pame Olympia Gara. Pame Olympia
Gara. Pame Olympia Gara.
Pame, Pame.
Olympia, Amada, Oma, Oh, my God.